What does it mean to be the Ed Black Courage or the Ed Black Award winner for this team?
Oh, it's a huge honor, man. You know, to be recognized by my teammates, my peers. So after everything I overcame from last season, moving forward into this season, and it's a huge honor. Very, very honored to be recognized as that, and you know, it's definitely a blessing.
Is it a moment? You know, you obviously got more games to go, but to take stock of exactly how long that journey has been and how successful it's been to this point.
You know, I still haven't really took a second to really look back at it. You know, other than maybe the 5 seconds. You know, right after they announced that I had won. You know, just kind of like, dang. You know, it was a long journey. But you know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world other than with these guys. Like I said, it's a huge honor to be voted by my peers, my teammates, for that award.
For this week, how much does that Miami win over New England get your attention a little more? Obviously, you respect everybody, but coming off of that, is it a little different for you this week?
You know, I wouldn't say it's different. You know, it's a good football team, and they're finding ways to win football games these last couple weeks. And so, you know, every week, you know, they got some weapons on that side of the football with Landry. You know, Cutler's playing well, and so you know, we got, and you know, running back Drake is running hard, and so you know, got our hands full, and you know, we had a good week of practice today. We're going to continue to prepare.
What is it about Jay Cutler that gets your attention at this part?
You know, he's pretty savvy. You know, he's been like that though. He's a savvy quarterback. He understands looks, he understands concepts, and so you know, it's just you know, he's a good quarterback. He's been playing for a while, and so you know, just got to prepare for him.
As a team, how are you guys approaching having big games, important games coming up here in the month of December, you know, late into the season?
Yeah, it's another game for us. You know, we're excited for the opportunity. You know, obviously, you know, with the circumstances, you know, we're excited for the opportunity to go out there and play another home game in front of our fans. And, you know, it's going to be a fun atmosphere.
I asked Dion how you guys are kind of approaching the next few weeks, knowing what's at stake. He says you guys kind of have this, you're already in the playoffs mentality in terms of every game being almost like a playoff game. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. I mean, like you said, look at the circumstances that we're in right now. You know, every game is a playoff game, and you treat it like that. And at the same time, it's an exciting time to be on this football team, to be out here in Buffalo. You know, in the hunt, you know, meaningful games during this time of year. And so we're excited about it, excited for the opportunity, especially, you know, being at home in front of our fans again.
Last home game this weekend, how important is it to kind of use this as a springboard for the last 2 weeks?
You know, we know our fans are going to be there no matter the weather, out there supporting loud. So definitely want to show out for them. And, you know, we just want to start getting hot. You know, it's the perfect time for us to start getting hot right now with 3 games left. And so, you know, 1 game at a time, obviously, but at the same time, we understand the circumstances and where we're at and what we need to do in order to control our own destiny.
When you see the offense run through Drake as much as it did last week, I mean, he had 53% of their yards from scrimmage. How much does that kind of perk up the radar, not only in the run front, but, you know, I mean, he's got over 70 yards
of
reception. Whose safety's got to kind of have your radar up?
Yeah, you know, every week, you know, understanding our game plan, it's always first stopping the run. And, you know, if you're not able to do that any game, you know, you're not going to be very successful winning the football game. And so, you know, like we're going to keep studying. You know, he's a really good running back. He's took on that role and, you know, he's made something of it. And, you know, he runs hard. He's good out of the backfield. And so it's going to be one of those grind it out games. But, you know, we're excited for the opportunity.
And forgive me for the Ed Black Courage stuff. Just, I know you've probably been asked about it already, but just, does it make you think back to where you were and then where you are now? Does it make you kind of stop and pause for a second and think about how far you've come in a year's time?
Yeah, I actually really haven't got a chance to just kind of sit back and really think about it. But, you know, the seconds after, you know, they announced that I won, I kind of, and I was really surprised, you know, at first. But just to be able to be honored, and you know, I feel really honored, you know, to be voted by my teammates and by my peers for that award. And so it has been a long journey, but I was telling the guys earlier, I wouldn't want it to, you know, be anywhere else other than here in Buffalo. You know, everything happens for a reason, and, you know, I was not fortunate enough to finish the season last year, but come back and you know, play well this year.